A few minutes ago, Philippi Park, not far from Orchard Street in Boise, was quiet. A few kids playing on the swings, a picnic at one end, a typical summer weekday in the park. Then an ordinary-looking white van drives into the parking lot, and suddenly, out of nowhere, children began to gather.
All right, you guys think you're ready to start?
Yeah!
We got to stay inside these cones, too. Those are the boundaries.
The van brings orange cones, yellow dodgeballs, and five adults, eager to start some games. After a few instructions, kids move out onto the grass and begin playing Mad Ball. This variation of dodgeball is just one of the games the Boise City Mobile Recreation Van brings to neighborhood parks throughout the summer. Ryan Skoczlewski is a mobile recreation leader.
We try to mix it up, but as far as games, kids really take to throwing dodgeballs at one another. It's always going to be fun. It's still fun today. It was when I was six. Probably will be still when I'm 85. Assuming I'm playing dodgeball at 85.
Mad Ball isn't just fun for the rec leaders and the kids. One mother, Shannon, thinks the game and the mobile recreation van helps her sanity.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Yeah, I just bring a book and just read a book, and it's great quiet time for me.
Her two little boys, Beck and Quinn, are ready to play Mad Ball.
Which do you like better, art or dodgeball?
Art.
Dodgeball.
Dodgeball, dodgeball, dodgeball.
Dodgeball.
I think that's several votes for dodgeball.
Dodgeball.
One little redheaded girl sits by herself, watching the growing crowd of kids playing Mad Ball.
Hello!
Hello, what's your name?
Abby.
And what are you going to do today?
How old are you guys?
I wanted to do art, but we're playing a game. We have to play a game because more votes on games.
Abby comes to the park often and seems to be well-known by the mobile van staff. Kids and their parents become regulars, and some follow the van from park to park. Since both Abby and I would rather avoid a dodgeball to the face, she offers to watch the game with me and to do a little play-by-play.
Right now, a lot of kids are getting hit.
What are they getting hit with?
Balls, and Sean just picked up another ball, and he tries to throw it at someone who was already out. Oh, Sean just got out.
While more kids wander over and join the game, Chris Kranz explains the premise behind the mobile recreation van. Kranz is the youth recreation specialist for the Boise Parks and Recreation Department.
We engage kids first through sixth grade in a variety of activities. We stress physical fitness, teamwork, team building. In addition to that, we have an art component where we do art projects with the kids so they can exercise the creative side of their brain, and that's a lot of fun.
Art is a big part of the mobile rec van, according to leader Ryan Skoczlewski.
We work with pastels, markers, pencils. Some days we just, you know, get out the colored pencils and tell them they should draw the five things that describe them. So then it's fun to see what kids come up with. Yeah, it's always interesting to see what's going on in their head and how they put it to paper. So
today's art project is known as Stuffed Fish. It's the brainchild of Laura Sherrill, who's in charge of the mobile van art component.
It's fun for them. They'll put a pattern on it, they'll cut it out, two sides, and then we'll stuff it. We'll actually staple around it and then stuff the middle of it and put a string on it so it could be hung so it looks like it's swimming.
That's cool. Can I make a fish with the kids today?
Sure.
That's awesome.
Well, you either can have a big, you know, a fat fish or a short fish.
My new friend Abby wants to make a stuffed fish, too. We sit down at two long tables. They're part of the equipment supplied by the van. Abby starts digging through boxes of pencils, markers, and scissors.
Okay, I'm going to do a fat fish.
I'm doing the same.
All right.
I know how to draw a fish.
Good.
I don't.
Since it was launched in the spring of 2008, the mobile recreation van has played host to 40,000 visits by kids. Youth recreation specialist Chris Kranz says as the economy falls, the van and all its free activities grow in popularity.
Well, we really see a need for that in these tough economic times, you know. We don't want kids to have nothing to do because their parents can't afford it.
But it's more than just a chance to run around, throw a ball, and make a fish. Kranz says the van serves a broader purpose.
We really like our staff to serve as mentors for the kids. They're going to be seeing these kids over and over throughout the summer and school year. We want our staff to lead by example and demonstrate what it's like to lead a healthy lifestyle for these kids so the kids can learn the benefits of that as they grow into be young adults.
Back at the stuffed fish table, Abby's rainbow fish is still in the coloring stage. Art teacher Laura Sherrill staples my purple and blue fish closed. It's ready for display.
Great fish.
Very nice.
Isn't that awesome or what? She's doing a rainbow fish. I can't wait to see her fish.
And the kids can take these home. And,
oh, yeah.
And they've learned a new skill. And
yeah, a lot of times, they aren't very good with scissors or... So it teaches them a lot.
Teaching art, nutrition, sportsmanship, and mentoring. These are the less visible but more important things that come in the back of Boise's mobile recreation van. For Boise State Radio, I'm Samantha Wright.
Do you guys want to play?